Welcome to the Natural Professionals Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow Series. I'm Sean Tuttle.
Our mini lesson today is on templates for new clients. This is all about leveraging your wisdom and your hard work in the future. They're helpful because you don't need to recreate the wheel, you don't need to worry about forgetting to gather information from them, and you're doing it in a very clear and systematic way. It makes for great consistency in storing and formatting your information. So this all has to do with, you know, you get a new client and then what can you automate? Now this is by no means a comprehensive list. One, I'm assuming that you already have various systems in place. I just want to get the wheels turning for, you know, any additional templates that would make your work easier in pulling a new client into your system. So there are five areas that I'm going to briefly go over. The first one, forms. This is the intake form. So this is going to be collecting basic digits, you know, whatever information that you get from your client, so that basic connection info, contact info. You might also have a questionnaire to know where they are beginning with you, what are their goals, what are their concerns and their competencies. Because the more you know about them, the better you can help them. You know, you're not like, oh, do you know about this? You'll have already have asked them if they know about that. Whatever that thing is. You know, everyone's business is so different that, you know, translate it into your own world. A side note on this one. So some people fill out the intake form with their new client, say over the phone or in person. Some people email it and say, send it back to me. Which is better? This entirely depends on who your clients are. My new clients tend to be stressed out and a little overwhelmed. Therefore, I do not want to give them something that they have to go do. So we do it together. Now, if your clients are busy, no-nonsense types who've totally got their stuff under control, it's probably better if you send them an email and say, hey, here's the information that I need from you, get it back to me before our first appointment, then you're not wasting their time on the call when, you know, they're going to get really, you know, frustrated with using up that time to get this information. Okay, so that is the intake form. Two, file structure. So you can have a template file folder structure, and this can be either paper or digital. So if it's digital, you could have a folder in your client's structure, and this is a template folder, and then it has three subfolders already set up: active, archive, billing. Then when you get a new client, you just take that template, duplicate it, rename it, and you're ready to go. And of course, you're always being consistent as to whether you're using first name then last name, or last name then first name. So it makes it really easy to find. If you're paper-based, maybe you've got agreement and, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 types of information that you put in the folder, and you can set a whole bunch of them up at one time, then as soon as you get in a new client, then you just grab one, name it, and it already has the basic information already in it. That's file structure. Three, checklists. Depending on what your work is, you can have master checklists that can be easily customized based on what your client has signed up for, what have they hired you for. It can be a digital, it can be paper, and it just is, you know, you follow the same, you being the expert that you are, you're following the same process for each type of activity that you do for a client. So have it in a checklist, and you know where you are, you know where you've been. It makes it really easy to communicate with your client so they have a sense of where they are in the process. Four, this one's also called forms, but these are appointment forms. In each appointment, you have a process. I mean, that's, you know, the nature of being in business. You have a process. So if you create a form that covers that those different types of information, then it makes it very easy to go back and reference that info. You could just take a piece of paper and take notes. But if you, for example, just make a simple quadrant on a piece of paper and say, okay, these are things that we worked on. These are things that they said they were going to do for the next appointment. These are things that I said I was going to do before the next appointment. And then there's a place for date. So it's really easy to reference what happened in the last appointment. So then you're not having to scan through a page of notes looking to pull out that information, but it's in this one quadrant every single time. You always look in that area to find out what you said you would do or what they said they'd do or what the progress was. Okay, the fifth one, process. This is about being very consistent with your new client process. So for example, you get a signed agreement from someone. And as soon as you get that signed agreement in your hand, it kicks off three actions. One, you add them to your address book. Two, you duplicate the folder and name it of the file structure one that I mentioned earlier. And three, maybe then you identify the appropriate checklist and forms that you're going to use for the first appointment. So you do all this as soon as they send you back the agreement, not right before that first appointment when you're just kind of getting situated and thinking, you know, kind of wrapping your head around, you know, being present for this person that you haven't worked with yet before. So it's that triggering, it's process, it's consistency. All of these keep coming back to consistency. The five things were your intake forms, your file structure, checklists, appointment forms, and process. Get these consistent, be thorough, be comprehensive with them, and they will absolutely make your life mucho simpler, which is what this is all about.
Get more Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow lessons at naturalprofessional.com. I'm Shawn Tuttle, signing off with a reminder that the era of struggle is over.